Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, my pleasure. We're glad you made it. There's a lot of talk about who the next coach would be. My first question to you is this. If the Packers go into Chicago and get the win and win out, what is the likelihood Joe Philbin keeps the job?
Well, I guess that's a really interesting, you know, thing to consider, because he would have to get considerable consideration, I would think. Now, that also comes with, would they make the playoffs or not? And if they made the playoffs, would they be competitive? And I think that would be part of the answer. If they didn't make the playoffs, you know, they win out and they don't win the playoffs, then I think he's kind of on equal ground with everybody else. But if he, you know, they make the playoffs and they win a game, then, man, you got a tough call to make.
Right. That's what I think a lot of people are considering. And then the next question is, well, do you want to see Joe keep the job? You know what I mean? I think some people are ready for something new. Some people consider Joe Philbin completely tied at the hip with Mike McCarthy. The play calling was, as everybody says, was stale and predictable. And do you want to see Joe Philbin keep the job?
Well, you know, that's not my, you know, my decision or you know, I'll cover whoever they throw into that job. But I just think that it's really going to come down to what the field is like. Who else is out there? Who else is interested in your job? Are there really as many people interested in wanting to coach Aaron Rodgers as much as you think? And, you know, that's something that I don't know that they're prepared for the answer on that. And so I think it could be really a matter of, you know, who's interested and how do they stack up with Philbin.
So how good of a job is this? Let me ask you that first and foremost, because there's a lot of debate all around as to whether or not, you know, because of the way Aaron Rodgers at least seemingly was, and was the relationship that bad? And if so, you got to come in and coach a superstar quarterback that, you know, you're expecting results immediately. This is not a franchise that looks for second best or anything. They want championships now. Is it realistic for a guy to come in and say, I can take him over and take him to a championship, only to be set up to be fired?
Well, if I'm a 35-year-old Sean McVay type, I'm thinking twice about, you know, what happened. If what happened with Rodgers and McCarthy happened, you know, how protected could you be if something like that happened, you know, where Rodgers tired of the offense or, you know, was not happy? Who do you think is going to win that battle, you know, a 35-year-old coach or the quarterback? So I think that if you're that young guy, you have to take that into consideration. And, you know, most young guys are going to want to start with young quarterbacks. But, you know, some of the veteran guys can handle that and would be, you know, more than willing to do it and love the fact that they would have a former MVP quarterback. So, you know, I just don't think it's the absolute dream job that everyone thinks it is. But I do think they can attract, you know, a good portion of the top people.
The Packers organization, I know that a lot has been written about whether or not Mark Murphy should be or should not be the guy making the decisions here. What is your feeling on that? As far as I know, there's a lot of people that think, you know, Murphy should just be the business guy. But he is a former player, and I think he at least sounded like he took a little bit of offense to the question because of his background to say, hey, look, I've hired and fired coaches before, so this is nothing new for me.
Yeah, he should not. I'll just say that flat out. He should not make that decision. It should be the general manager who makes that decision. It's going to leave a lot of questions open. It's got potential conflict, you know, sitting there waiting to happen. And, you know, your best interest should be on the football side, should be handled by football people. That's what you do. That's what your legacy is, hiring the best football people. And if you hired Brian Gutekunst as a general manager and you didn't trust the fact that he was going to get the best coach, then you shouldn't have hired him as general manager. So that's my feeling on it. I think you got to have some kind of consistency there.
The team itself right now, there's a lot of talk also about Mike Pettine. Now, Vic Fangio is a guy that his name's starting to be kicked around. You had talked about it. He's destined for a head coaching job at some point or another. I mean, they did a smart thing
maybe,
by keeping.
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't think
about
so?
Fangio? You're talking about Fangio?
Yeah.
I think he has to win interviews in order to make it as a head coach. I mean, I think he has to go in and show people that he's got a staff. You know, an offensive staff, an impressive one. You know, he's 60 years old. He's been around a while. He deserves a shot, but he still has to prove that he's more than just a coordinator. And part of that is coming up with a really good offensive staff. And that's going to be one of the things people are going to be asking him. And I don't think it's a slam dunk he becomes a head coach. I just think he is. You would be remiss if you didn't at least find out whether he could be a head coach. I mean, in terms of interviewing. So, you know, that was my column, was you have to at least talk to him, and you'd be making a mistake if you didn't.
I know that there's coaching jobs to be had and guys want to become head coaches. What is the likelihood of going to, the Hugh Jacksons of the world, it's few and far between to go to a rival. I mean, if Vic Fangio wants a job and I offer it to him, I'm sure he'd love to take it and make a lot more money and get a lot more recognition. But what is the likelihood of going to an inner rival within the same division, so to speak?
Well, if you're going to get a head coaching job, if someone's going to offer you, you know, the Bears had a chance to hire him as a head coach last year.
Right.
And they didn't. And if you're giving him, full reign of the Packers as a head coach, I don't know how you could turn that down.
The search for the head coach, some say that the reason they got rid of Mike McCarthy was because they wanted to dip into the college ranks. What are your thoughts about a college coach?
I'm skeptical. I mean, how many college coaches have we seen that have had a lot of success? Pete Carroll, you know, you can say he definitely has had success. But you've seen a lot of failures. And, has there been anyone since Jimmy Johnson that's really, other than Carroll, that's had great success? I asked that question of Ron Wolf a while back about college coaches, and he interviewed Barry Alvarez at a time that Barry Alvarez was one of the best college coaches in the country. And he liked him, but he said it just is going to take them too long to learn the pro game. You know, there's so many aspects of the pro game and having dealing with professional players that you probably don't have enough time to let him go through some of those, periods, those bumps in the road. And so he was not really thrilled with college coaches. And I kind of agree with him on that.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel. Tom, this game this weekend, big game. This seems to be where everybody's circling it to say, hey, this is the Bears Super Bowl. I don't think they're ready to go to a Super Bowl yet, so this might be it. Get the 10 wins, get to that double-digit number, do it on the backs of the Packers. This is huge for them. What would this mean for the Packers to get a win?
Well, I think it would, to some degree, would validate Joe Philbin to win on the road, something they haven't done all season, to beat the division leader, the division soon to be division champ. I think that would be huge. I don't know what it'll mean in the long run, but if I were Joe Philbin, and that would be a feather in my cap, whether I'm the head coach or not. Anything can happen in the division. Bears are going to be a tough beat on their home field coming off that Rams domination. So I don't know, but it would mean a lot to Philbin, I believe.
The team moving forward in the offseason going to make a lot of news. I don't see, people ask me all the time about the next coach. There's some names you can throw around. I'm not a Josh McDaniels fan. I've seen what he did in Denver. Granted, that was years ago, but I haven't seen many that have come out of the Bill Belichick organization that have gone on to great success. And for his character, what he did to the Indianapolis Colts last year, I don't really want him around. I don't see anybody right here, right now, that you're going to say, that's the guy. I have a feeling it's going to end up being a guy like Mike McCarthy, that we weren't really sure who he was and that he can come in and then take over this offense. But how much of a learning curve do you give somebody like this? They're talking about Eric Bieniemy in Kansas City. He doesn't even call the plays. We've seen people that don't call plays that come in and then they're completely lost. What kind of a coach do you think the Packers are looking for?
Well, I think they're looking for a leader, someone who can bring in sort of a fresh way of doing things, a different way, enthusiastic way. I think they're also looking for someone who, and they should be, I should say they should be looking for someone who's going to be have a really strong staff. I mean, that is really what is the most important thing for a head coach, is that can he draw from around the league some of the best coaches and continue to do that over the course of his time. That's a huge part of being a head coach. Is he good with people? Does he have a plan? Is he, does he have a vision of what his team would look like? And I think it doesn't have to be someone call plays. It doesn't have to be an offensive coach. It could be a defensive coach. You just got to check off all those boxes of, does he have a staff? You know, does he have a vision? Is he organized? All of that kind of stuff.
Is there anybody that you're kind of thinking right now that might be a standout? Is there like a name that's an assistant somewhere that you can say he's not? Because in years past, we've heard a lot about different coaching. You thought, okay, this guy's going to get a job. There's no doubt about it. He's the next, you know, we knew Matt Patricia was heading off to another job somewhere else. I don't hear anything right now other than a lot of maybes, what ifs and such. But I don't see anybody that I went, oh, yeah, that guy's got to get the job.
No, I mean, it's not a great time to hire a head coach. I think last year was a little bit better. At least that's what people have told me, that it's not a great class. Now, we'll see what happens in terms of firings at the end of the season. And that could leave some guys open for jobs. But I don't think there's a standout. I mean, you gotta do your research on Josh McDaniel. You know, I don't know if you can trust him either, but you do have to do your research and find out whether he's learned his lessons and would be someone that could lead your organization. Other than that, I don't know that there's a slam dunk guy that you go, I gotta have. I mean, there's no Mike Holmgren. There's, you know, it's just not that way.
Yeah, I completely agree. And by the way, Mike Holmgren's not coming back. For those who keep saying Mike Holmgren can wrangle Aaron Rodgers, yeah, it's not going to be about that.
No. And Brett Favre's not going to be here.
No, God, no. He's not coming back either. I'm just kind of befuddled right now as to who may or may not end up being this next head coach. And I know that's go ahead.
That stuff kind of clears itself. You know, the same thing happened with McCarthy, you know, and some good coaches came out of that search. You know, Sean Payton was in that group. I mean, you didn't know for sure who was going to succeed, and you don't really know until you get to talk to these guys. And so there will be some quality guys that come out of this class. It's just that you got to figure out who they are.
Great stuff as always, Tom. I certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk more down the road, okay?
Okay, no problem, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair, they get it done for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.